This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Adam Schiff has the intellectual capacity of a bug, but he thinks that the rest of the population is as dumb as he is. Here's John Bowne with that report.
And that is,
why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is.
Over at the Globalist Brain Trust of the Council of Foreign Relations, ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Adam Schiff, held court while being interviewed by CFR media lackey and Alan Greenspan. Wife, Andrea Mitchell, openly insulting the Trump administration, brandishing his opinion of the intelligence of the American people.
As you can imagine, for understandable reasons, I tend to view a lot of what's happening sometimes through a Russia prism. It is really interesting when you look at the social media campaign the Russians undertook during the 2016 election, that one of the wedges they chose, aside from race, with the Black Lives Matter sort of mock web pages and advertisements, were ads focused on the Second Amendment. The
this
Russians
is like listening to a cockroach try to talk to you intellectually.
One of their own.
Tell me, cockroach.
The Russians running around with lots of
guns, explain it to me,
really
cockroach.
Happy we do. They would like nothing better than if we were shooting each other every day, which sadly we are. Ultimately, we need a whole-of-government response to this, which we're not going to get as long as the commander-in-chief doesn't insist on it. And he's not going to insist on it because he views this as a threat to his legitimacy. Any acknowledgement of what the Russians did is a threat to his legitimacy at the very time where the Russians decided to be the least risk-averse, to jump into our elections with both feet in a very ham-handed way. It happened to be at the same time where one of the presidential candidates was willing to embrace that and not reject it, because I'm certain that had John McCain or Mitt Romney been the nominee in 2016, they would have said, Russia, butt the hell out.
What?
We don't need
they
your
didn't
help.
Even
we
run.
Your help. We despise your involvement.
Oh, my
We're
gosh.
We're not going to make use of your ill-gotten gains.
Trump even said that. I can't stand this guy.
That's not who Donald Trump was.
Schiff went on to guarantee that Steve Bannon would face contempt charges.
Let me ask you about Steve Bannon, because he was at your committee yesterday. And tell me your concerns. Is it likely that he will be facing a contempt citation or not?
I think it is likely he'll face a contempt citation.
Brainwashed audience members couldn't contain their gleeful vitriol for the executive branch, basing their calls for impeachment on Schiff's bogus defense of the importance of the fraudulent Steele dossier and the Mueller witch hunt.
I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of the few voices of reason on TV there. And I just want to ask
oh my
you,
gosh! Imagine being that stupid!
Word impeachment. Seriously, do we have to wait to a new Congress because the GOP seems to have lost its spine? Waiting to see if the House changes hands and if there might actually be a more reasonable prospect of impeachment than there is now with
yeah, America's on the rebound. It's coming back. We need to stop it.
Elizabeth Boudin Barron from the RAND Corporation. Given the difficulties and issues that you and others have raised, what can Congress do to better support organizations like the Global Engagement Center at the State Department in their mission to counter foreign state propaganda?
There are innumerable things that obviously
George Soros is fine, though.
Need to be done.
This biased country club of the deep state is where Schiff and his ilk feel comfortable and empowered, far away from the red pill crowd documenting and questioning their activities. Is it any wonder why House Intelligence member Devin Nunes has passed on the invitation to speak? John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well, I've got the solution, ladies and gentlemen. I've got it right here, right now. It's time to open a massive, I mean an enormous, mental health facility in the state of California and put Adam Schiff in it. Put all of them in it. Swalwell, Schiff, people who follow them. They all belong in a mental institution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You want to thumb your nose at Adam Schiff? Would you like to poke Adam Schiff in the eyeball? Well, you can't do that, unfortunately, and it wouldn't be right. You know, we're nice people. We don't want to poke Adam Schiff in the eye. Just, you know, figuratively. And you can do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. See, Adam Schiff hates us. So if you want to bother Adam Schiff, you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you support us. And that drives him crazy to see InfoWars dominating the talking points, to see InfoWars controlling the news cycle. Whoa. You guys can't do that to me. They just popped up, they just flashed a picture of bug-eyed Schiff. Yeah, if you want to poke them in those bug eyes, just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you know that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off. We're about to run out of stock on that. Rush to the store to get that. But we've also got a new product, Icarin, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a liver and kidney cleanse and function product that helps detoxify the body. It's also 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the more toxins and diseases that find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up, because your liver and kidneys are without a doubt the most important detoxifiers. It's time you took care of them like they take care of you with Icarin from InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. It's got organic amla fruit in there, organic artichoke leaf, and all kinds of other stuff. The milk thistle extract, a powerful liver cleanse. Icarin, the 30-day liver cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. The 30-day detox Icarin at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. And it's got four reviews, this new product. Again, this is a new product, and it's all four reviews, 5 stars. So just like the rest of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it's the real deal. It's powerful. You will see the results. There's some of the reviews right there. Deep Clean, 5 stars. The Ultimate Liver Cleanse, 5 stars. I Feel Great, 5 stars. I'm just reading the subject here of the rating. I'm not reading the actual review there, but they're all 5-star reviews on Icarin at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 50% off right now. So 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. That's going to be over with soon because we're going to run out of it. And then 50% off Icarin, the liver cleanse, at InfoWarsStore.com. Where should I go now? You know, there's this... social media is such an interesting topic right now to discuss, because you've got the one angle that social media is also kind of irrelevant. Not in a sense that it's totally irrelevant, but it's irrelevant in a sense that, I don't know, probably half the population just isn't on it. They're just not there. And so they make this, they build up social media as if it's the know-all, end-all, be-all of public opinion. But it's not. It's totally fake. And all leftist, liberal, anti-Trump opinions are propped up on Twitter. They get all the retweets. They work congruently, all of the celebrities and everybody, to decide what talking points, what hashtags, what narratives they go with on social media. And so the dumbest liberal, just some low-level brainwashed minion, will tweet something out, and then they'll decide, oh, let's retweet this. And so it gets all the retweets. They prop it up on social media, and they act like, oh, that's the public opinion. Oh, it must be true now, even though it's totally fake, totally convoluted. And most conservatives, of the half of the population that's probably not on social media, 90% of them are probably conservatives. That's been my experience. When I talk to people not on social media, it's always a conservative. It's like every liberal has social media. Most conservatives over the age of 30 or 40 don't care about social media, never were on there, never want to be on there. So it's a double-edged sword. One, they pretend like this opinion on social media is the popular opinion, even though it's not accurate because most conservatives are not on social media. It's just true. Flyover country, you know, the average small business owner or whatever, unless they're trying to market their business, they're not on social media. They're not tweeting about their political opinions. They're not tweeting about current events. They're not reading about it. They don't care. They aren't there. So that's one of the lies of social media. But then there's the other aspect that the opinions and the topics and the trends are all fake. They're all propped up with fake bots and fake collusion between liberals on the left to decide this is what we're going to retweet, this is what we're going to make trend, this is how we're going to silence conservatives. So you get Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all of them consciously censoring conservatives, consciously censoring Trump supporters, consciously censoring InfoWars, and then also consciously propping up opinions and tweets and posts or whatever that they agree with. And then they use that to act like that's public opinion, even though most conservatives aren't even on that platform. They don't have time. They do not care. But this is part of the brainwashing. This is part of the twisting of information and twisting of narratives to try to get the public to believe things that are not there. Like, oh, yeah, most people want gun control after this. No, they don't. They never did, and they never will. And I'll be honest, I don't even want to comment on this shooting stuff right now because it's just getting weirder and weirder. And for once, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. It's just like, for once, can we just, I mean, I don't want to cover any school shootings. I don't want to cover a shooting ever. It's not fun. It's terrible. And then you have to actually report on it and try to figure out what's going on. That makes it even worse. It's like, every shooting now or everything, there's always something else. There's always something behind it. There's always another ripple. And then it's like, God, I really have to go there again? Multiple eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters. Sheriff Israel, apparently friends with Hillary Clinton. Apparently some old lover of Sheriff Israel makes a post on social media about, you know, alleged activity with them. I mean, it's just like, what is going on? And then the left uses it, just like they use everything like this, to push their political agenda. Truth doesn't matter when it comes to these people. Life doesn't matter when it comes to these people. It's all about hate, and it's all about their political agenda. Which at the end of the day, their political agenda is wearing a mask for the globalist political agenda, which is to end America, because you cannot have a world government without America. And I keep coming back to this story because it's the ultimate truth. It's always been this way. It will never change. America, number one enemy at World Government Summit. Because you cannot have a world government with America. America will never bow down to a world government. America will never bow down to reality. We, the people of this republic, are independent. We decide our own destiny. We decide our own fate. And that's what the left wants to take away. They want to decide your destiny. They want to decide your fate. They are the control freaks. They hate children. Look at their responses to this stuff. We need to abort more babies so less school shootings happen. Wow, you're sick in the head. That's how you respond to that. Look at some of the crap that comes out of the left here. This woman cannot keep out of the headlines now. Christina Garcia, a California assemblywoman, every day now a new story comes out about how she has allegations against her for sexual misconduct. Why do I cover Christina Garcia? Oh, I don't know, because she's one of the high-profile hashtag MeToo movement activists. Oh, the hashtag MeToo movement activist has been charged with sexual assault, has been accused of sexual assault here? Oh, groping male staffers, encouraging people to get drunk, playing spin the bottle? Oh, you mean another liberal is a total fraud? Oh, you mean another liberal is a total fake? Oh, you mean another liberal is a total liar? Oh, you mean another liberal is just a total lying scumbag? Oh, and another, you know, let me repeat that. It's not just a liberal. Another liberal activist is a total fraud. Another liberal activist is a total liar. Oh, they all are. That's why Michael Moore gets duped into going to a Russian march. That's why they all have armed guards but want to take your...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. Coming up in the fourth hour, Gerald Celente will be taking over. In the meantime, I am going to hit some of these news headlines, and then I'm going to take your phone calls. So we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now for your phone calls. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. I'll take your phone calls on whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the Black Panther movie, what you thought about it, if you want to talk about this school shooting and the Democrat left response or any other details of that, you can talk about that. The Russian collusion delusion with Mueller's indictments coming out that he got by colluding with Russia that they tried to bury in the midst of the high school shooting in Florida. Any of that is on the table. For your phone call. So let me just clear out the rest of these headlines before we go to the phone calls. So this was a, I'm not sure what you want to think about this story. Hopefully it was just an innocent mistake. Trump motorcade driver stopped after gun found in his possession. So one of the cars of Trump's motorcade, it was actually the press vehicle, and the driver had a firearm in his bag. He got Secret Service found that, and he said it was a mistake. He meant to put that bag in his personal vehicle. He accidentally put that bag in the motorcade vehicle, so he says it was an innocent mistake. However, because of the incident, all motorcade drivers have been relieved of their duty, and now we have a new crop of motorcade drivers. So you had that story today. Hopefully that's not evidence of an attempt to assassinate President Trump, but we know that that's what the political left is trying to do right now. And it's really, again, it's the left-right thing, the whole left-right thing we use because it's the current lexicon and that's the way we talk about these things. But the left, as I explained, is the globalist movement with a liberal mask on. So what's really behind the curtain of the modern-day left, what's really behind the curtain of the modern-day Democrats is a globalist anti-America initiative. Now, the leaders of this are well aware of it, like Hillary Clinton, George Soros. Then you have the lower-level minions like the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells, which by my estimation are either blackmailed politicians or just that stupid. I mean, you look at an Eric Swalwell, you look at an Adam Schiff, and you say combined the IQ probably doesn't reach triple digits. So that's just what you get there. But they make jokes about it, killing Trump in the movies, killing Trump in the public theater, you know, killing Trump in the music videos, holding up the decapitated Trump head, having Obama's portrait artist is the same guy who depicts white women being beheaded. So, you know, it's all about hatred of America, hatred of Trump, kill, 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 kill. And then they say, you're the party of violence. You won't ban the guns, as they literally talk about killing Trump every day. So this is just the level of the Twilight Zone that we live in. Meanwhile, Houghton man charged with child molestation for a second time. This is the kind of story that makes you sick. This is the kind of story, I mean, these people want to talk about gun control, but they don't want border control. So Daniel Hernandez Del Angel, 43 years old, he was first arrested on January 25th after he was charged with first-degree rape of a 7-year-old girl for the second time. Then, a week ago, he gets charged with sexual relations he had with the girl's mother when she was 11. So now you've got multiple accusations of this Del Angel raping young girls and having sexual, lewd sex acts with young girls. And then what do you find out? He's been living in the United States illegally for 22 years. Now tell me, why wasn't he sent back home or permanently to jail the first time he was accused of raping a young girl? You know why? Because the ACLU, ladies and gentlemen, if the ACLU, if every member of the ACLU was disbarred and the ACLU was shut down tomorrow, so many problems in this country would cease to exist, you wouldn't even believe it. The ACLU is always behind the protection of these illegal immigrants, stating that they have rights. No, they don't. Now, if you want to rewrite the law and say that a citizen from Mexico gets to enjoy all the rights of an American citizen, that's what the ACLU would like to do. That's the argument they make in court. Well, then why have a border? Why have a country? Why are you the American Civil Liberties Union? Why not just be called the Planet Earth Civil Liberties Union? Because you don't believe in America. You don't believe in a border. You think that every citizen of planet Earth should enjoy the same privileges that we get here in America, which is nice. I wish that were the case, but it's not the case. So we have to protect our own interests. But that's not what the ACLU does. They protect the interests of Daniel Hernandez del Angel, who has been charged with raping a young girl. Been in the country illegally 22 years. Why do you think that is? You can thank the ACLU for that. And so if you want to go down the liberal mindset of the blame game, I think we should blame the ACLU for that 7-year-old girl getting raped. I mean, it was the ACLU that kept this illegal citizen here. It was the lawyers. It was the liberals in California. They are the ones that kept this illegal citizen here so that he could rape a little girl, allegedly. So if the NRA is going to get blamed for any time a gun shows up at the scene of a crime, why can't we blame the liberals every time one of their illegal immigrants rapes or murders somebody? You're not allowed to think that way. That's a thought crime. The liberals control your mind now. Accept illegal immigrant rape. Accept the illegal immigrants killing people. Accept it. Oh, hi, I'm trans age. Yes, I just raped 3 kids, but I'm trans age. The ACLU says that I have the civil liberties to say I'm trans age. I need to just clear through the rest of the sec. Olympic ratings fall to 2018 low. So the ratings are so bad this year. My theory is because the media is now anti-American. Watching the Olympics, cheering for American athletes is being pro-American. They tell you to hate America, so now they all hate America. So why would they watch the Olympics and cheer for America? They hate America. Russian curler fails drug test. Authorities explore sabotage possibility. With everything going on that's anti-Russia, now I'm wondering if the Russians weren't sabotaged for these Olympics just to make them look bad, just to make their public image look bad. And now it's being looked at. So that's crazy. North Korean athletes to face hellish gulag fate of 1966 World Cup squad. What are you talking about? Communism is loving. North Korea is loving. Didn't you see CNN and MSNBC gushing and fawning over Kim Jong-un's sister? North Korean gulag fate? No. They just walk you in there and Kim Jong-un's sister gives you a hug for trying. Speaking of communism failing, in Colombia border town, desperate Venezuelans are selling their hair to survive. Okay. That's how communism works. George Soros' son donated over $500,000 to Democrat committees and campaigns last year. Oh, just like his father, George Soros, spending millions on local elections. Admiral warns U.S. should prepare for possible war with China. Okay. So there's your news. There's everything for you to dissect. While we go to this break, when we come back on the other side, the callers are lit up and ready to go. That's where we'll go. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
The Adam Schiff Center for Mental Health. The Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. Sorry, we're just brainstorming ideas here for when we open the mental health facility that is desperately needed in this country right now for Adam Schiff and the rest of the liberal maniacs out there. Yeah, I think the Mental Health Center, the Adam Schiff Mental Health Facility, or the Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. And then you can have an Eric Swalwell wing and a Nancy Pelosi wing and a Maxine Waters wing. It just depends on how mentally insane you are. So like top mental insane wing, that's like your top floor. That's where you put your Maxine Waters. Then the floor down, that's where you put your Nancy Pelosi's. Then you got your Adam Schiff's, your Eric Swalwell. So we're just brainstorming names here. The Adam Schiff Mental Health Center. I kind of like that one. It rolls off the tongue. The Adam Schiff Center for Mental Health. Oh, yeah, I'm dead serious. Thousands, if not tens of thousands of people in this country they belong in a mental institution. I mean, they really do. And you're not going to be able to write a law for that, but think about it like this. This is how you know they're mentally deranged, because they cannot think on a straight path. It's just like if an officer is trying to figure out if you can drive while drunk, or an officer is trying to figure out if you should get a DUI or not, what do? They have you walk in a straight line. Can you walk in a straight line? All right, so you try to walk in a straight line. And if you're fumbling all over and you can't walk in a straight line. You're intoxicated, you need to go to jail. Same thing, you can use that same dynamic when you're talking about, you can use that same principle when you're talking about political issues. They can't walk in a straight line. For example, they want to bring in voters from other countries. They want to bring in all these illegal immigrants and give them amnesty from other countries and get them to vote. Well, what is that? That's influencing our election. That's foreigners influencing our election. But if it's Russians commenting on social media, well, that has to stop. So bringing in as many illegal immigrants to vote as possible, A-OK. Russians posting on social media about the American election, we need to have a full-on investigation. See, that's not walking in a straight line. You're drunk. How about this one? We're going to have a march for our lives for gun control. We're going to have a march for our lives for gun control. You're anti-life. You're pro-abortion. So the same group of people that want gun control to protect life want abortion to stop life. Again, you're drunk. You can't walk in a straight line. How about the Russian collusion delusion? Trump colluded with Russia. Trump's colluding with Russia. We have no evidence, but they keep telling us it. So Trump is colluding with Russia, and that's bad. Russian's bad. Russian's bad. Trump can't collude with Russia. Russia bad. Oh, where did they get all of the intelligence to form the Russian collusion narrative? From Russians. Where did the information come for the Steele dossier? Russian intelligence sources. Where did the information come for Mueller's indictment? Russian journalists. You're drunk. Go home, left. The political left in America is drunk. They're wasted on their own pride. They're wasted on their own fake news. They are wasted. They need to be put in a political drunk tank until they sober up. Let's now go to your phone calls. Let's start with Eric in New Mexico. I want the callers to make it quick. I want to take as many as possible. So get on the air and make your point. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing? I just wanted to throw some things out I noticed about the shooting. First off, the attorney general, I believe it was for Florida. I saw her on, it was either.
Yeah, Pam Bondi.
Yeah, I saw her on it was either Tucker or Hannity about a week before, and she was actively calling for charges against the Clintons. Next thing I noticed is that because of this shooting, we have completely negated any of the Russian collusion narrative, any of the charges being cleared against Trump for, you know, no American was involved in this. So we've completely ignored that. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I just want to throw out there at you, Owen, is they're kind of going after the mentally ill now. And what I'm worried about, and like how they're working this gun ownership thing, if anyone's ever taken a prescription medication for like depression or anxiety, this could be used to, you know, further attack the Second Amendment.
And I think you're right. And people will say I'm hypocritical because of the things I'm saying. I'm not calling for laws against this. I'm not saying that this, well, maybe it should happen. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not saying I'm going to call for it. But it's the same dynamic, though, where they want to have a gun debate, but they don't want to have a gun debate because they won't say what you're saying, Eric. All they say is ban guns, take away guns. That's not a gun debate. That's a demand. If you have a debate, you say, okay, well, let's look at some other aspects here. Let's see what's fair. Let's see what's legal. And then you say, like Eric said, well, let's look into some of the mental health aspects of this and maybe, you know, SSRI drugs or something. See, to me, that's a debate. That, to me, is an actual debate about actual issues, not a demand.
Absolutely. And if we do have the mental health debate, I mean, maybe we're even approaching that wrong. I mean, I'm a big follower of the Professor Jordan Peterson. And when you start looking at how he's, you know, talking about things in society, maybe we have to relook at some of these questions. And maybe this is why we see more kids hurting themselves and adults being depressed.
Bingo. See, you want to have a debate. You want to look at the angles. You want to have a fair debate. Okay, yeah. What video games are kids playing? What media are they watching? They're watching violent media. I mean, Black Panther comes out. I mean, that's an action film. There's a lot of violence, a lot of death, stabbing. I mean, okay, so does that desensitize kids? And again, I mean, we're the real liberals. I mean, I don't want to ban things. I don't want to censor things. That's not me. I'm saying if you want to have a debate, let's have a debate on issues. Thank you so much for the call, Eric. Let's now go to Kevin in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? First time caller here. Was calling in because I was listening to you talk about the whole left-right dichotomy, how they're trying to split us right down the middle. It's classic divide and conquer, and I mean, I'm even wearing the shirt today. It says right on it, less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. Because, I mean, really, what it really comes down to, there is no left, there is no right, no Republican, Democrat anymore. It's, as you've been saying, it's either you're for America and you're a nationalist or you're a globalist and, you know, the hell with the rest of us. And the answer is no. Not only that, I'm a five-year veteran of the armed services. I'll omit what service for my own privacy, but thing is, I made an oath to the Constitution. That is what I give authority to be governed under.
Yeah, so did everybody in Congress. So did everybody on the bench, too.
Well, fine. Then, if they're breaking their oath, it's the same as if we break our oath.
Yeah.
We get punished under UCMJ, punish them under the Constitution. Or, better yet, charge them all with perjury.
I like it. No, I think it's brilliant. It's a simple solution, and it's a lawful solution.
Absolutely. They broke their oath, and that, there you have it. They swore before God and everybody on the Bible or whatever they swore on that they would uphold and defend the Constitution. They're not doing that. They just committed perjury. Let's start charging them.
Perjury and treason. You're 100% right, Kevin. That nails it right on the head. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Claude calling in from California. Go ahead, Claude.
Cohen, first-time caller. I think it's about time we abolish the gun-free zone policy. I think it's an open invitation to terrorists, both foreign and domestic, to attack with impunity, knowing that it's a very soft target. Mm. And I think that there are teachers that are ex-veterans or law enforcement. And as you mentioned earlier, there are teachers that can go through a program and become trained. Obviously, students should not be allowed to carry guns to school, but that could be part of the school's policy. But a blanket gun-free zone policy, to me, seems like an open invitation to bad actors.
You're 100% right, and history tells us that story. Common sense tells us that story. Ooh, I'm a mass shooter. Where do I want to go? A place where no one would have a gun. And we're not suggesting you turn schools into some military zone. It's just like on a plane. You don't know where the flight marshal is. You don't know where the armed security is. But it's there to protect you in case. Why can't we apply that to schools? Because the left hates it, and they want to abolish the Second Amendment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's just so fake. It's so ridiculous to call for gun control from the government. You know, that's just what Hitler did, Stalin did, you know, the violent mass murderers they are. They called for gun control, too. They used the government to confiscate weapons. But that's what the left is calling for, even though they say Hitler's so bad. They love all of Hitler's gun control policies somehow. It's funny how that works. Oh, yeah. But where is the same? I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Trump. Look at all the people that the United States has armed. Moderate rebels in Syria. Moderate rebels for proxy wars all over the Middle East. Iran, Ukraine. I mean, oh, but the American citizens can't have a gun. Disarm the American citizens. Here, Ukraine, you want some firearms? Yeah. Saudi Arabia, you want some firearms? Oh, yeah. Oh, moderate rebels in Syria? Here, have some guns. Oh, hell yeah. You, the American citizen, you sit down and shut up. You don't get a gun. You're a bad person for even wanting a gun. You're responsible for every mass shooting because you got a gun. The government just armed like five different regimes. Well, I mean, come on, they're not Americans, so who cares? All right, let's go to Sam in Oklahoma. Wants to talk Black Panther. Go ahead, Sam.
I heard that in the original casting of the Black Panther included Elijah Wood and Viggo Mortensen, and they were going to be the Tolkien white guys. That's a little joke for you, Info Warriors. In all seriousness, the Black Panther movie was Pope Francis's race baiting all over again. They're the ones with the alien technology, the secret citizenry throughout the world. a global spy network.
Well, I'll say, if they were really trying to push that political message, they really blew it because they used a nationalist background to promote it.
Well, the Vatican is a tiny kingdom that is the center of this global terrestrial kingdom. And also, the name of it, Wakanda, is only one letter away from the Ugandan word for
I think I understand what you're saying now. You're saying that Wakanda in the movie is more a representation of the Vatican's secrets.
Absolutely.
Okay, and, now I see what you're saying. Okay, okay.
Absolutely. And there's always two sides to these so-called resistance freedom fighter movements. I've actually been taken captive in the foreign mission field by leftist rebels. I know a little bit about how they really operate. And there's always two sides. There's a militant arm, there's a political arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the United States, within the black nationalist movement, that I respectfully disagree with Alex, that Martin Luther King was always part of a subversive movement that was communist-backed.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff, and Russia claims to have those documents. I just choose not to go down that battlefield, and, I mean, we should just choose to uplift Martin Luther King and his message. I do know what you're saying, and it's kind of shaky ground. But real quick, though, did you actually see the movie Black Panther?
I went and saw it, and, you know, the fight scenes were great. The special effects were great. I did not like it. I liked Proud Mary a great deal with Danny Glover playing a bad guy. That was cool. I saw that twice in the theater. But it didn't have the baiting that was in this. And
I didn't think it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. As far as overt political messages and stuff, I didn't really get bothered by it. I didn't feel like it was overwhelming the film to me.
The king's a shaman king. He's a priest as well as a king. This is what the Pope has always claimed.
Yeah, now that you say that, that actually makes sense. You're saying that the Wakanda thing representing kind of the Vatican, that actually makes sense to me because the secrets of the Vatican are the real secrets. I mean, the Vatican is hoarding so much ancient technology, so much ancient history. It's honestly a sin, probably. I mean, the Catholic Church goes onto these holy grounds where they make these discoveries, and then they put a church on top of it so no one else can excavate. And then they send everything to the Vatican. Thank you for the call, Sam. I got to move on. Let's go to Mimi in Tennessee. You want to talk about a segment you saw on NBC with Sheriff Israel? Go ahead, Mimi.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. On NBC, I've seen where Israel pleaded with lawmakers in Tallahassee, the state capital, and Washington to give police the power to detain people if they see something on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
If they see graphic pictures of rifles.
And that's already happening now. People are being arrested for that.
That is just unbelievable. We have to get Washington in the red. We got to get a lot of people don't think the midterms are important, but they are. They are very important.
So oh, absolutely. The midterms are everything now.
Yeah, we need to get out there and vote and vote red into Washington. In fact, here in Tennessee, a friend of mine, if you go to HankHamblinForCongress.com, he is running for the vacant seat of Jimmy Duncan, and we need to get him in there. So all my fellow Tennesseans in the 2nd District need to go to that website. Let's get Mr. Hamblin. He's a 26-year wounded war veteran. And we need to get him in Jimmy Duncan's vacant seat and vote red in Tennessee, vote red across the nation. We have to do this because they're going to take our gun rights away. And as well, if a hunter was to put a picture up of their deer on social media like they do here in Tennessee in the wintertime, are they going to come and get them and detain them in a mental hospital for 72 hours?
Well, if the Democrats get control, yes. Hopefully that's not going to happen. But, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting what you're talking about here because there are I don't think the Democrats have a chance to win because they don't have the money and they don't have the message. They're going to go with the same losing message they've been going with for years now, which is Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. And now there's kind of an undertone to that that's becoming more prevalent that's anti-America, anti-America, anti-America. So they can't win an election with the message. They really don't have a chance to win back the House, except what you just brought up, which is many Republicans stepping down. A lot of Republicans are resigning. And now I'm starting to wonder if there might be something else to that. And I'll just leave that right there for food for thought. But that's the only threat right now that the Republicans have, is that so many Republicans are stepping down from their seat, so they lose that incumbent power. So that means it's even more important now for people to get educated in their local elections, now that it's basically a lot of fresh faces coming in and a lot of Republican incumbents aren't running. So that is going to be very key. If the Democrats get Congress in the midterms, I mean, they're going to go for impeachment. They're going to go for gun bans. I mean, it's going to be honestly, I mean, it could honestly be civil war. If they go for Trump and the guns, it'll probably be civil war, and that's what the Democrats want, because that's what the globalists want. They have to bring America to its knees so that the global government can take over. Thank you for the call, Mimi. Let's go to Barry in Florida, who wants to talk about the shootings. Go ahead, Barry. Barry, are you there? Bueller.
If you have a couple of coincidences, you know, that's one thing. But when you have many, then to me it doesn't become a coincidence. February 14th was the 45th day of the year. What else is 45? Our president. Initially they said his middle name was DeJesus, and now they retracted that. So I think it's maybe Jacob. But it also...
Jacob was on the official police report, and the reports that reported him as DeJesus could never be confirmed.
Right. Well, it also, February 14th was Ash Wednesday. The sheriff's name is Israel. The name of the school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, as you probably reported, she was a very liberal conservative, and she didn't want them draining the Everglades, which is how Florida has been built. So draining the Everglades is also known as a swamp. And lastly, the other crazy coincidence is the town is Parkland, which also happened to be the name of the hospital where JFK was brought after he was assassinated. These are crazy coincidences.
Well, I can't deny the coincidences if true. I mean, I'm not saying you're lying, but I can't deny the coincidences if true. But, I mean, do you think – I mean, it's crazy. So what, you think this whole thing was manufactured, or is that just an act of God trying to send us a message? Or, I mean, what are you getting at here?
Well, you know, we know that there's a deep state, and, you know, we know that, MKUltra and mind control has been around.
The shooter said that he heard demons telling him to shoot the school up.
Exactly. So who knows? I don't know. You know, I don't know, but these are so many coincidences. It's just kind of mind boggling.
You know, speaking of coincidences, thank you for the call, Barry. You notice the way that he spells Nicholas is actually in a Russian way with the K. I'm surprised they haven't come after this for Russia. Oh, Russian are bad. Russians are bad. No, the sad truth of it is this individual was probably soul-sucked and brainwashed by media, by the big pharmaceutical pills he was taking, and then he probably had a tough social time. You combine all that, you get the elements of a mass shooter. Now, were there other things going on? One has to wonder, considering the focused attack on the guns by the Democrats and the left since this has gone down.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.